a new picture book for younger children about Bessie Coleman, the first African-American to become a pilot, has flown into the bookstores just in time for National Aviation Month, which is celebrated in November. Fly High, the Story of Bessie Coleman by Louise Borden and Mary Kay Kroger, with illustrations by Teresa Flavin, has the ring of mythic legend to it. Bessie was born in Waxahachie, Texas, in 1892, the 10th of 13 children. Her devout mother, Susan, taught her to read from the family Bible and instilled in Bessie and her other children the desire to be somebody, even if, especially if, you had to begin that journey in the cotton fields like the Coleman children did, doing back-breaking work to help their family to survive. Bessie headed north for Chicago in 1915, when she was in her early 20s. Her brother Walter had gone up north before and was a Pullman porter. He knew his way around the city and helped her get started. She was a manicurist and listened to the men in Duncan's barber shop, who had just come back from the war, with tales of women who were flying airplanes in France. And that was it, it seems, for Bessie. She was determined to fly, too. She managed to convince Robert Abbott, the publisher of the Chicago Defender newspaper on the city's south side, to help sponsor her. She took French lessons, earned the rest of the money waiting tables, and set sail for France in November of 1920. In less than a year, she had earned her international pilot's license, returned to the States, and become a celebrity, performing aerobatics in the air shows that were all the rage in the roaring 20s, until her tragic death in 1926 in a rickety, borrowed plane in Jacksonville, Florida. Hers was a meteoric life, the flash of a shooting star across the sky of history. But it was not merely the life of a daredevil. Bessie was also an indefatigable speaker in African-American schools and churches, where she urged young people to follow their bliss, as she had done, to slip the shackles of oppression and exclusion, and to climb for the clouds.